6 this morning.
I don't believe that there's anything this country cannot do.
Our whole country. From the old country to the new country.
There's only one word you need to know.
This country.
Our own country.
And so I can foresee only good ahead for this country.
Country.
Things will soon change on your radio dial.
Nashville has always needed a little controversy. Hey, how about another country station?
Don't say that word!
The all new Music City 103.
Yeah, I'll put some P in your country.
And now, for our feature presentation,
Nashville's brand new country connection. Music City 103.
Yeah!
Hello, this is Ralph Emery reminding you, you're listening to my son, Ralph Emery Jr., here on...
In 1969, 13-year-old child radio prodigy Carl P. Mayfield made his broadcast debut on then-fledgling underground rock station KDA-FM.
This weekend at Sgt. Pepper's Boutique, all Iron Butterfly albums are 50% off when you buy a bong. Now here's Steppenwolf and Born to Be Wild on FM 103, Radio Free Nashville.
It's a motor running.
1979 found Mayfield, although well-established as a popular rock DJ, struggling with his identity. He married Daryl Dragon, a.k.a. The Captain, and until he was exposed, toured with his husband as Tony, the leggy songstress in The Captain and Tennille.
Muskrat Susie, Muskrat Sam.
The 80s ended with Mayfield bitter and rejected, over completing another decade without capturing the coveted Bill Hall Sunshine Award, thus forcing WKDF General Manager Steve Dickert to give Carl P. the boot.
You're fired, you loser!
Depressed and strung out on crack, Carl P. spent mornings as a Tennessean paperboy, his afternoons driving up and down Music Row, begging any country radio executive who would listen to hire him. At gunpoint, WSIX VP John King allowed Mayfield to host the lowly afternoon show on the Big 98. Again, Carl P.'s self-destructing personality resurfaced.
How come I never get to play the legend?
You're fired, you loser.
Not only did Mayfield lose his job, he was hauled off to rot in radio prison with the country music legends he championed and ultimately sacrificed his career for. After a stir-crazy year in radio prison, Mayfield and his prison wife, Bubba Skinner, conspired with country rock superstar Charlie Daniels, newcomer Anita Cochran, and two-time Daytona 500 champion Sterling Marlin to bust out.
Thanks for coming so quickly, nurse. He's acting weird, keeps muttering something about April 1st.
If only Carl P. knew it was this bad.
Oh, he and Jones both got a bad rap. Solitary confinement, what a waste. This is his cell.
I'll take care of him.
You got the rope?
Right here.
Let's make this quick.
Hey, Charlie, I've always wanted to see you, Nicky.
Don't stand there, move!
Uncle George, run, Crappy, run!
Hold this. Hey, man, we made it. Where's George? Nita's got him, Sterling's got us.
About time.
Hey, sweet beans!
Buckle up! Sterling drives worse than George!
Carl P's back. Mornings on Music City 103.
Blame it all on my back. I think it got cracked when 98 kicked me off the air. You may not know they canceled my show. Put me on food stamps and welfare. But I wasn't shocked. This happens a lot. KDF did the same thing. They said, Carl, you and the P team are through. The listeners all called and complained. My old stations have low rates, cause nobody's listening, and profits are fading since Bubba and me hit the new MSA.
Hi, I
sound so great. So I'll just say it to their faces. Mouth stations have low ratings.
Radio's wrong, not playing George Jones. You can't stop loving him today. Dixie Chicks are a thrill, and I dig Vince Gill, but don't throw the legends away. Brother Jonah and Peanuts, Homeless Jimmy and Cleon, been waiting round for a year. It's no April Fools, we're here to tell you how the P-Team is back on the air.
Our new station will have high ratings. We'll play more hits than Casey Kasem and give away lots of cash every day.
Hey, we ain't big on social graces. We like Crystal Burgers and NASCAR races. In our new station, we'll have high ratings. Now, my old station has low ratings, 'cause nobody's listening. Profits are paid, it's okay.
Came back to Horno.
We like Crystal Burgers, NASCAR races, and our new station will have high ratings.
MC103, Nashville's brand new country. I'm Carl P. Mayfield. Hello and welcome to the show, or thanks for listening to the show, because that's it. Have a nice day.
That's it.
Truly, that opening piece was a full year in the making. It took Duke and me some 8 months or so to write it, and our producer, Lonnie Napier, what, 4 or 5 months to put it together, and we've done nothing else toward putting the show on the air.
That's not true, Carl. That's just not true. You've been working on this for at least 2-3 days.
Well, I've been drunk for 2 or 3 days.
You were here for exactly 1 year, and then you left.
So
me here to keep your seat warm.
So, and I love it when you keep my seat warm. So when Mr. Dickert and Katie Ever 103 offered me this position, I couldn't wait to call Duke and ask him to join me, and I truly am grateful that you're here.
Well, this is a great pleasure for me. I want to welcome you back home.
Thank you.
Welcome home to 103.
And I'll tell you that this is going to be a great radio station. Everything you would want from a great radio station.
The Bosch music. I mean, just the Bosch music.
Lots of songs.
From the new artist as well as the legends, who I got to spend a lot of time with in Radio Prison. You know, when SIX fired me, they sent me off to Radio Prison. I couldn't do anything on the radio for a year.
It's a horrible story. So, a man locked up behind bars.
So setting out there in Radio Prison with the likes of George Jones and Merle Haggard and the great John Cash, all the folks you never hear on the radio anymore, was educational.
Yeah. And some great late night jam sessions.
And showers.
Nobody's cooking, nobody's cleaning. Pizza boxes stacked to the ceiling. Rent's late, but life's great. Takes two to be roommate.
Tater, wake up, man. Tater, get up. Today's your day, Coffee, and Duke Nims back on there, man. Get up.
Sorry, Boo. I was just lying here playing with my snooze button.
You better stop. You go blind, Boo.
Oh, shut up, Boo. Get your clothes on. Let's go by Music City 103 on the way to work.
Oh, good idea, Teddy. You know that place is gonna be crawling with chicks, man. Woo! What you gonna wire?
First thing, I'm going to strap on my cell phone holster, my beeper that look like a gun through my duster.
It look just like a big old Tennessee hog, like a heartbreaker hanging down there, mate.
Yeah.
Hey, what would you think if I was to wear my Marty Stewart leather breeches, huh? The ones that match our recliner.
Oh, man, the chicks will dig you.
Yeah, they will. Wash off, man. Let's go. Get some of them free Loveless Cafe biscuits they talk about.
Cat heads.
Free Mark Ice coffee,
Gold
man.
Juice.
Mmm. We'll get some of that Say it with me, Tater. Right. Hot pig snorting love. High five. Takes to the beat.
So if you missed the top of the show, hello and welcome to the brand new Music City 103. The boast music. The legends. The new artists.
We played the last song of the morning, by the way.
That's it. It's all talk from here on and all winning. You're at the new Music City 103. But we got every... This is a full-service radio station.
Don't expect too much. He's been out of work and watching the young and the restless for a year. Carl P's back on MCMC 103.
Attention.
And Music City 103.
Running wild.